all I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. If you fall asleep during an interview, that's all I need to know about you.
How are you going
to
go after your boy like that? He was just texting, all right, if you ask him. He was just tweeting or something like that. They were ignoring him.
Michael Bolton did a live feed to Australia interview, and this is how it went down.
As always, we're looking forward to talking to the great man. Michael Bolton joins us now live from Florida. Good morning and welcome back to the show.
Eyes closed.
Michael, you got us okay?
Nope, not there.
I wonder if snoring is backwards, like they say the toilet flush is down in Australia, right? Goes the other way. That's what they say.
Well, he claims that he wasn't asleep, but if you watch the video, which is hilarious, his eyes are 100% closed. He says that he was tweeting and looking down at his phone, but I don't know. But in general, what Raven and I can agree on is that if you're a band or any kind of artist and you, like, don't care and give the people interviewing you an attitude, that's all I need to know about you. Raven and I could tell you stories.
Been there.
Like crazy.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Right, been there, done that.
Ask us. We'll give you a listening.
Some more recent than others.
Yeah, exactly. But there's only one question I have for you, Raven.
What is that? I'll wait for you, Michael. I'll wait for you.
Michael Bolton.
I'll wait for you to get a nap.
Just sleeping. Right. He's so tired. He's been putting out hints.
You know at least five people paid him to sing that song last week during Super Bowl week. So he's been busy.
Yeah.
If you honestly believe it all, Facebook is waiting for your rebuttal or affirmation of the State of the Union. That's all I need to know about you. Last night, you know, I mean, there's nothing to watch on TV. It's bad enough that there was no new This Is Us. Mm-hmm. And then it's just flipping through your social media, and it's just like, come on, people.
I try to watch the State of the Union. They should make
I watch
them,
The Crown.
They can't clap their hands all the time. I can't concentrate. Stop clapping.
Right. You're actually trying to follow?
Right. It's like every three words, they're standing. Sit down.
They're like, stop. This is going to be 8 hours long.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody's... I didn't say anything yet. What are we clapping about?
Yeah. I watch The Crown. I'm in the middle of season two.
Yeah.
I told you, I'm on like my fourth screen of Netflix.
There you go. If you are a 56-year-old woman in Hampton and you assaulted your neighbor with a bottle of steak sauce, that's all I need to know about you.
Those are solid bottles. I'll just say that.
Yeah, true.
There are thick bottles out there, and then there are thinner bottles, you know, and some are more likely to break than others. You hit somebody with a bottle of A1, that sucker is solid.
It's really...
At 3:30 in the morning.
I don't want to get it. Well, a decision like that doesn't get made at 3:30 in the afternoon unless they've put mayonnaise or mustard on their hamburger with no lettuce.
You've insulted me.
Then you hit somebody.
What are they doing outside with steak bottles at late at night?
They were having an argument, apparently, and this woman just decided, you know what, I've had enough of my neighbor, and just whacked her over the head with a steak sauce bottle.
You know what? Not a good plan.
No.
Steak sauce, rather pricey.
It's true.
Rather pricey. It's very true.
Right. They don't give it away.
If you want to chime in, too, call us 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. An interesting story about Connecticut schools has been trending. Star 99.9 in Santa and Raven. This has been going on.
At Nottawag High School in Woodbury, they're considering a policy change that would make it okay for teachers and students to text. A student told the school board texting would create a more efficient learning environment because students don't always check their email and can't ask last-minute questions about assignments.
I don't think this is that bad. I think that texting your teacher provides, like, gives you that immediate information. I think we've all been there when we're doing a homework assignment or we're doing a project, and all of a sudden we don't know what we're doing, and it would be nice, of course, within parameters, like you would say.
Well,
you know, until 5 o'clock, I'll respond to text because that's when my work day is over.
Well, that's the thing, you know? That sounds to me like, so then there's always going to be excuse of, well, my kid does homework later, or we don't have the opportunity to do homework before 5 or whatever. It's like, I mean, yeah, it would be great if you had a standby nurse, like one of those hotlines or whatever it may be, and this thing for students. But I mean, like you said, if you're going to put parameters on it and say 5 o'clock, then somebody's always going to say, I texted you at 5:01, I texted you at 5:03, or my cell phone died or whatever. So, and the same thing, I mean, to hear that kids say that they want text because they can't use their email, it's the same device nowadays. Well, come on, you're not fooling anybody with that.
Well, the thing, though, about email, and I don't know if parents can have this issue, too, but, I mean, I get it. Teachers respond to emails whenever they can. But when I send an email, I am waiting every 3 minutes checking back to see if they've emailed me back. And a lot of times, I mean, I know it's not their fault, but it's not till the next day, 2 days later.
Sure.
But they
have lives to run, like you said. Yeah. I mean, they have a family, too. They have. I mean, you know how busy regular life is. I'm just going to say this. Everybody is always focused on making it easier for today's students, whereas nobody is saying to themselves, students need to work harder or smarter. So it's the internet age. I mean, you see what this is doing for the numbers overall in the world.
Yeah.
We're not making our kids smarter this way.
Jessica wrote on our Facebook page, because I posted this article. You can check it out there. Search Anna on Raven. She wrote, "We had none of this when I grew up. Boundaries should be kept. If you have a question, you do your best, and then you ask the next day like we did." And I get what she's saying, but I also think that as technology has progressed, so has the way we've learned in the classroom. So there's no chalkboards anymore. Now you have these smart boards. So isn't this really like the next level? I mean, when you're in college, you're able to contact your professor at all times.
Yeah, and we see where that goes. There's plenty of inappropriate relationships with the stuff that we see in school now.
There's a difference between college kids and elementary school.
What I'm saying is teachers are not trained for that, because then a student makes a relationship with a teacher. They think that they help me on my problems and I've got other issues here at home. I want to talk to them or whatever. And it just, the teachers aren't trained to be that shrink or all those things. Isn't discussion too part of the learning process the next day?
I don't know. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. We want to hear from you. Should students be able to text teachers during the school day? Connecticut School District is considering changing their policy to allow texting between students and teachers. Mm. This is meant so that students will be able to get help with projects and homework assignments after school hours. And there's been a lot of back and forth on whether this is a good idea or not. We want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. Dan and Raven, what do you think about this?
Oh, I think email is perfectly fine. That's what my kids have used, and it's adequate. It's professional. You don't want any communication between teachers and students that, well, I guess you can check a text later, but it's just unnecessary.
I have to agree completely. I think it's unnecessary. I mean, first off, email and text, same device, and you're putting people on a clock. So, oh, well, I sent you a text, and it says that you read it on my iPhone, so now you owe me an answer. No, the workday was over when the workday was over for the teacher.
I think there needs to be parameters, but this is 2019. Technology has advanced, and I think there should be definitely more ways that you can access education after the school day.
We should spoon-feed our kids to make them seem smarter.
We should work harder to make them smarter. 1-800-330-9999.
By making them do less.
We want to hear from you. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. A Connecticut school district is considering changing a policy to allow texting between students and teachers. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. I don't think it's the worst idea in the world. I think there's got to be parameters set, but I think being able to access a teacher when you have a question and you're trying to do your work, I think is not so bad.
I think it's a pitfall, and I think that it's unfair to teachers. And you know what? Again, I think that there's things in place that kids can already get these answers if they need it. This is kind of a cop-out.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What do you think about this?
I'm a teacher, and I think this is a no-brainer. There's no reason why a teacher and student should have each other's cell phone number. There are all kinds of apps today now that create one step in between. So you can get like a Remind Me or a WhatsApp or whatever. And there are ways around it with technology. But I think otherwise you open yourself up to a lot of problems.
What if it's a school-given phone? What if it's like not your personal cell phone? It's like a different device that's made strictly for that.
Listen, if cops pull you over, you got two cell phones, you're going to jail.
That's not...
You're going
like
to
jail. Like I'm a doctor on call?
That's not true. Right. Exactly.
I don't mind using my one device and just using a different app.
All right, fair enough. Thanks so much for the call.
If you had a dedicated person, like a person that was a go-in-between, or each school district had a person that was doing this, or maybe even like a PTA volunteer or something like that, people that, you know, parents that would cycle in and out for like a couple weeks or whatever that were familiar with assignments, that would be better. Teachers, I think it's tough, man. I mean, they're trained to be teachers. They're not trained to be all these other things.
It's kind of their job, though, right?
Ann Raven, what do you think about this?
I'm totally against having students text teachers. First off, teachers do not get enough money to have students be able to reach them at all hours of the day. And I know that you said put parameters around it, but a teacher's workday is like 8:30 to 3:30, and the questions will come from 3:30 on.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning.
Hey, Deanna and Raven, what do you think about this?
Well, there's actually an app out there that I use in my classroom called Remind.com, and it's actually an app. So parents and teachers can communicate. I mean, parents and students can communicate with the teacher seamlessly. But what's nice about it is, as far as Raven's concerned, you can actually set up boundaries. Like, I can set up office hours where people cannot communicate me after a certain point. And then additionally, at the end of every school year, I can download all the conversations as transcripts. So that if something does go awry, there's an extra backing for it.
I'm into this.
See that?
Yeah. So I love this. I think it's like a nice middle ground.
Yeah, thank I like you. That idea. Yeah. See, I mean, this already exists. There's no change necessary is what she's saying here. Is that the parameter, the situation in the application already exists to not make this an issue.
But the difference is that she's voluntarily doing this, where
right.
I think that a lot of teachers should also be on board for this.
So you want to require people to do that? You want to add job duties then?
It's just all about these lazy teachers for you, Anna Zapp.
Well, no.
They're so lazy.
And Kelly wrote on our Facebook page, teachers work an 8-hour day, spend countless hours planning, and, you know, the email should suffice. And I understand all that. I'm just saying that trying to figure out other ways to help kids advance and being able to have more contact is not a bad idea.
You know what I need to, you know what I think we should do?
Well,
you guys just get busy making smarter kids.
All right, that's what we could
do. All right, I want you guys to spin up that gene pool and make these smarter kids.
You want to chime in too? You can head to our Facebook page, read the whole article. Just search Anna and Raven.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Doug and Tia joining us together this morning. Doug, you sent the email, so let's start with you. What's going on?
We've been dating about 3 months now. Last weekend, we went out bar hopping, took an Uber home, and she puked in it.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
You didn't make it out the door?
No. She puked in the car.
Okay.
Nice, Tia. I mean, did you have any sort of warning before that? Are you like, pull over or anything? Nothing like that?
It just happened. I was really drunk.
Fair enough. So what's the problem?
I don't know if this has happened to you guys before, but there is a $40 cleaning fee when that happens.
Nope, it's never happened to me.
Right. It's not happened to me, and frankly, that sounds pretty low.
$40
What's the issue?
Yeah.
I didn't puke in that Uber, but I ordered it under my account, and I had to pay for it, so I think she should give me the money.
Very chivalrous, isn't it, Anna?
Right? Thank you.
Okay.
And on the other hand, if I was dumping you tomorrow, Tia, I'd make you pay, too. That's just me, though.
Yeah, Doug, do you like Tia? Do you want to continue your relationship with her?
Yeah, no, I like her. I just think it's the principle.
And Tia, I assume you don't want to cough up $40 for some stranger to scrub the puke out of a rug?
You mean puke it up?
I mean, it was an accident, okay? And honestly, I blame him because he's the one that kept me out drinking really late. I got real trash, and then it happened. And I think he's being ridiculous about this. I mean, we've been dating a few months now. It's $40.
Have any red flags got up about your relationship when a guy you've been dating for 3 months wants you to reimburse him $40 for this?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I wasn't feeling well, and instead of, you know, checking in to see how I'm doing, he's like, hey, babe, $40.
Okay. Well, what we do is we ask our audience what they think, and I think we're looking for, I guess, some advice all around. Should she have to pay back that $40? TM, if they agree with you, if he really cares about you, he wouldn't have asked for $40 in the first place, but they may see your side, Doug. You only been dating a couple months. $40 is $40. She's the one that threw up. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
They've been dating for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and they went out on a date. Tia drank too much. He called an Uber. She had an incident.
Yeah, she threw up in it.
She threw up. Cost $40, and they automatically charged Doug's account. He says that she should reimburse him for this money. Is he out of line for asking for that for a girl that he's dating?
Well, you know, I mean, it's not the easiest subject to broach, but I guess if that's how you're going to be, you know, moving ahead in your relationship, things like that, you're going to find out pretty early on.
1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court. Whose side are you on?
Come on, Doug's side, man. These women out here, they don't understand the value of a dollar. You know what I mean? It's crazy to me how she's looking at the $40 as it's like, oh, that it's nothing. You should be able to do that. She puked. She got to pay.
There was a time back in the day where we used to remove our coats and put them over puddles, but you are correct, sir. Times have changed. Thank you for the call.
Right. Now you got to play. You puke, you pay.
It's your problem. Hope you're carrying your own cleanup bag, all right?
Oh, what do you think? 1-800-330-9999.
What else you got in that big purse, lady?
Was he stepping over boundaries by asking her to reimburse him for her mishap? Call us now. It's Honda of Westport Couples Court. Tia and Doug have only been dating for 3 months, but they went out, partied a little too hard, and
right.
Tia had an accident in the Uber.
Right. Well, at least they were smart. They weren't driving. They got a ride home, but she lost it. Lost her cookies, if you will, in the back seat.
She puked. So now they've charged his credit card $40 for the cleanup fee, and he's demanding that she pay it back to him. She's like, what kind of boyfriend asks his girlfriend to be reimbursed for that?
The one that's embarrassed to sit next to the stank.
Honda of Westport, Couples Court on Star 99.9. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
You know what? I just think they should both be embarrassed. I can't even pick a side.
Okay.
I think they should both be paying the $40. That's so cheap for cleaning out. If someone barfed in my car, I'd want more than $40.
Right, right. You're like $80 minimum. I'm here for that. I hear you.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm with the guy on this. He's you. If I was only dating a guy for 3 months and I did this in an Uber, I would feel so bad and I would want to pay the $40. I mean, I wouldn't want him to look at me like that, especially since we've been dating for 3 months and he means something to me.
I get that 100%. I would volunteer to pay that money. Hands down. But the fact that he asked for it and is demanding it makes me question, like, is that really the guy you want to be with going forward?
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning. Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I mean, they haven't been dating that long, and she said it was an accident. If she would get an accident in his car, she would pay for that, right?
Right.
Well, if she was driving.
Especially if it smelled like vomit. Oh, pay double.
Oh, it's all right.
Oh, that's terrible.
Gross.
Huh?
Yeah.
Terrible. Thank you for the call. Have a good morning. Ann Raven, last call. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the guy's side, actually. I feel that in this world of, like, female empowerment, if she threw up with one of her girlfriends, she'd have to reimburse. And just because it's a guy in the car with her and, yeah, they're dating, she should pay him back. That's just my opinion.
Woo!
You know?
Thank you for the call. Equality of the sexes. Yeah. Have a great morning. I'm not even on his side, though.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Doug, our audience agreed with you. Tia, it's unfortunate, but give him his money, and I would say get out of that relationship.
It's crazy. It's not chivalrous, like you guys said. I don't know. I mean, I'll give him the money, but Doug, come on. This is just crazy.
Well, you know something? I mean, I was totally on your side, Tia. I didn't think Doug would get a single vote until you said that it was him that fed you all the drinks. I mean, you're an adult, so that was a cop-out. You can't put it on somebody else. When you don't say when and say, no, I'm good because I'm probably going to barf later.
I didn't know I was going to puke, but now I know. Live and learn.
Right.
All right, well,
don't
guys.
Puke in an Uber.
Yeah, how do you feel about Thank that, you. Doug? Are you happy?
I'm very happy, yes. I think justice has been served.
Okay. I think that $40 is going to cost you your relationship, right, but, you know, whatever. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com. Dr. Kathleen Smith is a professional counselor, author, and freelance writer, and today she's going to be our social media expert.
Star 99.9, Ann Raven.
I have found an incredible amount of pressure to have to post on social media all the time. I have to show people where I went, show them what I did, show them that things are good in my life. And the truth of the matter is I really don't want to do it. Why do people feel like they have to?
Right. If you don't have a picture, it didn't happen, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, a lot of the time we jump into using these different social media apps and we never really ask ourselves the purpose of using them. We don't define, why am I doing this? What would using this successfully look like if I decide I want to use Instagram or Facebook or whatever? We just take our cues from other people and what they're doing. And we don't take the time to sit down and ask ourselves, what do I want to do with this? How would I define using it maturely and not anxiously or obsessively?
I don't know, Doc. I mean, I got to go against that grain on that one. Of course, I'm posting to make sure everybody's jelly of my new watch or my new shirt or my new 21 Savage meme. Did you see mine? Peep them. They are so funny.
Do you think there's something wrong with people that overshare on social media?
I don't think of it in terms of right or wrong or healthy or unhealthy. I think, is it automatic? Or are you actually choosing how you want to use it? Do you want to post that picture or do you just need the reassurance from everybody all the time because you can't really summon that confidence yourself? If you're thinking about it, you're probably going to be a little bit more mature or a little bit calmer about it than if you're just kind of going on autopilot.
How many times should we censor or go through and, let's say, correct our statement before we actually post it? Should we give ourselves like an automatic time limit where, like, you know what? I've written this and 10 minutes later, I'm going to come back and review it before I post it.
I think that's a great idea. It's a really good test of how important something is to you if you can wait 15 minutes, right? It's that classic psychological test of, you know, if I can't have it now, do I really want it? I think that's a wonderful rule to use.
I had a girlfriend say to me, I only got so many likes on this. And then she named like four people. And she's like, not one of them liked it. And I know they saw it. And that's crazy that you like would realize something like that. Do you think that social media is basically just, it's become like almost like an illness to some people?
It definitely reinforces that need to borrow confidence from other people. And it's so automatic. You know, we can get it more easily than in previous times before we had social media. And so you can definitely develop a dependence on that, and it can do a number on your self-esteem.
I'm still hung up on this 10-minute mark, like the waiting. Like, what if when Paul proposed, Anna, you were like, wait a minute, 15 minutes, we're going to come back to this. And if you still care, then I'll know.
Overall, Dr. Smith, what do you think? Do you think that social media has been detrimental to our culture, or do you think that it really is pretty much enhanced it?
I think people have been anxious since the dawn of time. That's nothing new. But I think because we do carry our phones with us all the time, it just reinforces it that much more. It makes it that much easier to depend on other people for praise, for how we view ourselves. This is sort of a new arena for counseling and therapy in general, and for how we take care of ourselves that we really have to think about.
How many years is it appropriate for me to keep a profile picture that I look thin and dashing in?
Right.
I think you can do whatever you want. That's up to you.
Oh, yeah. That means it. The minute you gain 10 pounds more than that, it's out. That's what it means.
No. Right. Right back in. That's when it stays.
Dr. Kathleen Smith, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Dr. Smith's new book is coming out, Everything Isn't Terrible. You can learn more by going to KathleenSmith.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Dude, it wasn't cheap.
You ought to know, you bought
Spent
it.
Hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Man, are you awake? Yeah. As soon as your eyes shut, I'm going to punch you square in the face.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
I'm not going back to being poor and dancing at the wizard's den.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
All right, Bobby, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, would you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, man.
Okay.
Thank you.
As Raven is walking out of here, he's going in the hallway. We're in a soundproof studio. And now that door has slammed, he can't hear us. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in, ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you can beat him, we'll give you $100 to Little Pub. You ready?
All right, we're ready.
Did you get a chance to listen to the cheat sheet yesterday afternoon at 5:30 with Kevin Begley?
Yes, we did.
All right, nice job, Bobby. Let's do it. Number one, a tribute set at the Grammys will honor this 9-to-5 country star.
Dolly Parton.
Number two, Netflix has sealed a deal to make a docuseries about Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop empire. What fruit is Gwyneth's daughter named after?
Apple.
Apple.
Number three, actress Jennifer Lawrence and her boyfriend Cook Maroney are officially engaged. What movie series does she play Katniss Everdeen?
Oh, I don't know.
Number four, Modern Family is set to end after 11 seasons. What actor plays Jay Pritchett?
It's Al Bundy. What's his name? Ed something or other. I forget his last name.
Oh, so close. Number five, Pink received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In her song, So What, she sings, So What, I'm Still a...
Rock star.
All right, let's bring Raven back in. Raven!
How do you do?
Bobby. And is that your daughter in the background, Bobby?
Yeah, both of them, yes.
What are their names?
So what's your name?
Kira.
And Ella.
All right. Bobby, Kira, and Ella got 3 out of 5. Ready?
Pretty good. Let's see how I do.
Number one, a tribute set at the Grammys will honor this 9-to-5 country star.
Dolly Parton, and I heard she's actually going to perform, too.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. That is correct. Bobby's still leading you 3-1. Number two, Netflix has sealed a deal to make a docuseries about Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop empire. What fruit is Gwyneth's daughter named after?
Her and Chris Martin's daughter is Apple.
That is correct. Bobby's still leading you 3-2.
I can't wait for that to be on Netflix. Can't wait.
I mean, I can't believe they're giving her a voice for her nonsense, but that's a discussion for another time.
Right.
Number three, actress Jennifer Lawrence and boyfriend Cook Maroney are engaged. What movie series does she play Katniss Everdeen?
It's The Hunger Games.
That's right. You guys are tied at 3. Number 4, Modern Family is set to end after 11 seasons. Sadness. What actor plays Jay Pritchett?
It's Al Bundy, Ed O'Neill.
That is correct also.
Ah.
Raven takes the lead 4-3, Bobby. Number 5, Pink received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In her song, So What, she sings, So What, I'm Still a What?
Rock star.
That is right. I'm Woo! Sorry, Bobby, Kira, and Ella. Raven beat you today 5-3.
Ho!
Good job, Raven.
Thank you. See, that's so nice. He's got his daughters with him. He's so nice. Yeah. You know? I should be nicer. What's wrong with me? Better luck next time, guys.
It's Bobby from Ready, and we can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you guys for trying, and have a great day at school, girls.
Thank you.
Thank you. Make sure you're listening at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley. We'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. It is National Women in Sports Day. Star 99.9 and on Raven. We were talking about this off the air yesterday, and we started getting into a hot debate over who we thought was the greatest of all time when it comes to women's sports.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. Who do you think is the greatest woman in sports?
Well, I got somebody, a local flavor for you right here. How about Breanna Stewart?
Stewart, the deep catch, the turn, and it's a Stewart catch, fire, kick. He comes in. Stewart takes it in, hooks it home.
You know, the highlight reels from just last year's WNBA finals are absolutely enough by themselves right there. But Breanna Stewart, I mean, given the fact that she's so young, let me give you some stats here, all right, Anna Zan? Seattle Storm women's national NBA player, of course. First overall pick in the draft in 2016. National Gatorade Player of the Year. Gatorade Female Athlete of the Year. McDonald's All-American when she was in high school. For UConn. Mm-hmm. 4 national championships, named Final Four Most Outstanding Player 4 times, 3-time consensus national player.
All right.
Prior to her first NBA game, Olympic gold medalist, 2-time MVP, Rookie of the Year, and the won the championship last year.
All right. I could go to her Wikipedia page too, Raven.
But, yeah. And worked and part of the Me Too movement with SI. She's a very brave girl.
Yeah, so Breanna Stewart is awesome. No one's going to debate that, but I don't think you can put her in the same category as Serena Williams.
Oh, boy.
I have to tell each and every one of you that it doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, your age, you can achieve anything that you set your mind to. If I can do it, anyone can do it. I didn't grow up with things being handed to me. I had to work hard. I had to dedicate myself, and I had to be determined, and I was.
When you talk about Serena Williams, you really are talking about the greatest of all time. Highest earning female athlete of all time across all sports, not just tennis. Ranked number 1 in singles in the world 8 times. I mean, the most Grand Slam titles, 23, 4 Olympic gold medals. She won the Australian Open when she was 8 weeks pregnant.
Yep.
Come on.
Nearly just won it right now after coming back from delivering that baby, too.
Right. C-section, postpartum depression. She's come out as an advocate discussing hers. I mean, she is the greatest of all time. And she's best friends with Beyonce and got to go to the royal wedding.
We discussed this here off air, is that Serena Williams could take on the 3 of us at once and then go to the Met Gala that night and look fantastic.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You're telling me you didn't get that off Wikipedia, though?
What? I watched like 13 videos of her because now I'm obsessed with her. No,
are you ready to cry? How about this? I'll make you cry right now. How about Carrie Strug? U.S. Olympian.
So Carrie Strug, it is up to her. If she can score 9.493, as you see her parents in the stands, or better, then she
broken ankle.
The team gold.
I remember this.
For the USA. She's the last to go. She's the only one who can do it. Carrie Strug is hurt. Standing on one leg.
I remember that.
We have got to find out if she's a 9.712. She has done it.
Oh, I told you. I'll make you cry this morning.
I mean, I remember that her sticking that landing on one foot. Remember that?
Legs up. I mean, arms up there. Yeah. Raised there. I was on my feet. When you've got grown men cheering for USA female gymnastics in their living room, I mean, you know, I've done big things. And, of course, you guessed it on 902-102. So, I mean.
1-800-330-9999. Who do you think is the greatest of all time when it comes to women's sports?
Was it just me, by the way? One last question. Did anybody hope that Jason Priestley was going to kiss her when she was on 902?
I don't even remember that episode.
Because I do. Right. I did.
It's National Women in Sports Day, so we're trying to figure out who is the greatest of all time when it comes to female athletes. 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, what do you think?
Hi. I think it's Becky Lynch from WWE.
Becky Lynch from WWE. Tell us why.
She's awesome, and I know a lot of people probably don't know about WWE and everything, but she's just taking everything like to the next level, and she's like really doing a lot of good things for women's wrestling.
Okay, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And I get that, and I don't want to sound naive, but isn't wrestling like
Don't you dare!
I mean,
won't you stop?
Isn't it
I understand that people ruin their bodies for it.
No, I get it.
It's a real art.
No, I know they got to work out.
I can't even believe you.
But
Don't say it.
Isn't it like a play?
You just said the same thing everybody else says, and that's wrong.
All right, I'm sorry.
You should be.
Grammys are coming up on this Sunday. Get excited, and we are going to make it a little bit more fun for you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. We're doing the Anna and Raven Show Grammy Predictions.
Oh, my gosh. Be so crazy.
It's really easy. Here's all you got to do. Go to star999.com. We have a survey you have to fill out. 10 questions. You predict, what do you think is going to happen at the Grammys? And whoever gets the most right, well, you know what? We're going to send you to go see Justin Timberlake. How about that?
Wow, pretty awesome. We were able to scoop up these tickets for you right here. It's a big show. And you know, the great thing about the Grammys is there's only a few awards that are actually given out. The rest is all about performances.
Yeah, exactly. So let's go over a couple of these questions, Raven, and see how you would answer them in your Grammy predictions.
I'll give it a shot.
Let's start with, will Alicia Keys have more or less than 4 outfit changes during the actual awards? A, more, her closet will be on full display.
Oh, this is tough.
B, less, she only brought a carry-on on her flight.
Yeah.
Or C, she have exactly 4 outfits.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the Grammys are long. I do know that. There's a lot of performances in there. So there's a lot of, you know, in-between commercials and whatnot. But they're saying that there's not really a host, but she is the host. Oh, gosh.
No, that's the Oscars. It doesn't have a host.
All right, I'm
the
confused.
Grammys have a host, okay. And it's Alicia Keys. Raven will not win
this. I say
five
outfits. I'm going more than 4.
All right. All right, how about this?
The thing about Alicia Keys, she changes her hair. It's like a different person.
Yeah, but she never wears makeup. I'm wondering if she's going to wear makeup, because that's her big push, is that she doesn't wear makeup. I'm like, huh, I wonder what she's going to do.
She won't break that trend.
You don't think
so? She won't
so?
Break that. Just yeah. A little bit of eyeshadow.
Well, that's makeup.
She doesn't wear any?
No, wow. That's her thing. She doesn't wear makeup.
She's gorgeous, huh?
Yep. Yeah,
give it up, Alicia Keys.
If I was like naturally beautiful, I wouldn't wear makeup either.
I mean,
right?
She's strikingly beautiful. If she never wears makeup, like, I mean, I've seen her on TV and everything. She looks fantastic.
Let's fast forward to question number 4.
Okay.
During Miley Cyrus's performance, she will wear A, pants. Now, these pants may be crotchless or have a crotch. B, a dress because she's a classy lady. This isn't the VMAs in 2013 with Robin Thicke.
Right.
C, a unitard because unitards are awesome. Fact. Or D, other, because inflatable clothing and tutus need to be lumped together in their own category.
I'm going to say she's going to wear a dress this time. She's a married lady. She's had some loss this year, lost her home. She's feeling it with the fire people. She wrote that song with Mark Ronson. I'm feeling it.
So when you lose your house in a fire, you wear a dress?
I'm just telling you. That's no teddy bears this time. No crotchless pants.
All right.
No, none of that.
All right. If you want to take the quiz, it's real easy. It just takes a couple minutes. Go to star999.com. Fill in your predictions. And come Monday morning, and may you win you tickets to see Justin Timberlake.
Good luck.